Beginnt die Karte am Sef des Seiten auf Lamed Dal, beginnt am Beis, beginnt Teis Master, beginnt mit Gemal, Kechanias und Avru. The way they were encamped, that's how they passed over the Jordan River. So Teis, you're telling me what you could say is like this. Rishayim, the first ones, La'olam, truth is, Kishayim Egiyin L'Svas Eivar Hashayim, when they came to the second side, Litzah Marv, to the west, Ho'yichol L'mat B'yad, then they went down into Jordan, Bo'yiz L'malka Maimid L'boy Nachem, they made place for the ones who are coming after them, Shadu Yidoich Mach Nisrael Ho'yishlein Masa Mil, because the width in the Jewish camp was 12 mil. B'rech V'yard Mo'yir Kim Chamishim Amma, the width was only 50 Amma. So, a mil who are Paim Amma, and the mil is 2,000 Amma. So how exactly would they fit in as they camped? And that specifically in the length and the width of their encampment that they entered into the Jordan, but once they entered, then actually they drew one to the other. But so this is a second approach, that actually they contracted themselves. And so the first one is that they came in, but then they went down. And then the other way is, no, they actually contracted. Because if you don't say this, the encampment is how they actually stood there by the Jordan. If that's the case, then you can't say they all stood in the Jordan when Yeshua was stipulated with them. Because you're going to find, 480 ritzuas strips that are chavetz chamish amah that are 50 amas wide. Like we said, that's the whole width yad. And the length of each strip was yud bezmil al ruchav nanama. The ma'ilochol hakabais and tafayish ritzuas. And if you're going to go ahead and make a circumference of these 480 strips, mitz arkan zuritz alzu the length one by the other. How you arkan cut up elef v'tav parsos. The length is close to 1,400 parsos, like the length of the Jordan. By Yarn Lindy Kevis, the problem is the Jordan itself is only recognizable Kima Yam Harab until the Yam Harab. The Yetim Mars Pamis, it comes up from the cave of Pamis. Shu Bechilton, Kadisa Perik Mais, Behem, Bukharis, Dabnon Hemet Alpha, Erkal Eretz Yisrael, how you came to parsos. The whole length of Eretz Yisrael is only 400 parsos. So obviously the Yarn wasn't that long. How can they hear all these stipulations from the mouth of Yeshua if they're so far? Says, obviously they didn't stand in the way their camp was, the way it usually was, which is spread out, must have been constricted. So it says, it's a one to the reed, because Nahida der Khanis number, although that they passed by the way they were in camp, they stood in the yard, to Yeshua finished all the stipulation, not Laban, they took the stones. Well, they didn't go back to its original strength until they all passed by. And if that's the case, so the 50 amas of the yard, in the time that they spent passing by, so then the water was gathering up higher than 12 mil. What you can say is, that which was more than 12 mil, you're right, it took a little bit of time for him to say these things, so even if it was according to the amount of time it was going up, it wasn't more than a mil, therefore it wasn't considered significant, therefore didn't say more than 12 mil according to that mandama. The next Teis Master begins with the Gemara Bezeach, they passed one by one after the other. Since Teis is 10 minutes to 1, because if that's the case, I might tell a little bit less, it's wide, but let's make it dependent because of the swiftness of the water, and that's why it was way more than 12. It's not because of that, it's because simply because they went one after the other, and they're different, it took them time to get by, that's why. It's on 2 points that he disagrees. This that he could, that the other man equates the swiftness of a person, the swiftness of water, he says, that's not true. Because even if it would have been the way they were camping, was the water would pile up more than 12, 13 mil. But in another point, he says, anyway, passed by one after the other. So therefore, those are the 2 points he's disagreeing. Now, regarding this, my teacher wonders, if it's really true, they pass by one after the other, my kids, what's the set number that they give me of 300 mil? According to the calculation of the height of the water, you pass by in the width of a half a mil, which are 300 minus 12, kids, Yudbez Ritzoyas, how are you going to make 12 strips? Yudbez Mil, al Yudbez Mil. Every strip is in the width of a mil and the length of 12 mil. When you're going to combine them all in the length, you're going to have a length of 144 mil on the width of a mil. So you divide the width of the strips and you combine them to the length. You're going to have 288 mil on the width of a half a mil. How do you know that that's how they passed by? So they didn't pass by the way they were encamped, because when they were camped, they were very scattered one from the other. That's the way usually caravans are camped. When they passed by, they got closer to each other. And maybe the width of the entire camp was only a half a mile by half a mile. And when they went one after the other, when you're going in a narrow path, you have 10 people, one near each other. It could be a measurement of 600,000 that it takes that amount of time. So similar to what we said in the previous days, that they were closer to each other, and therefore the cheshbonis are not the way Tesis was asking that it be that much more. It was much more constricted. This man that I held that no, a person is quick. It seems that what the Gemara is saying is that, yeah, of course, I'm Richard W. Dushman Kamal. No, everyone knows that water is quicker than a person. Behind it, that's when the water is running downstream the way it runs. But here, when the water was piling up, going against gravity, the swiftness of water, and the swiftness of a person walking with Shava is going to be equal. That the color burnt the chevron, and he was saying, "My fathers, please beseech mercy for me." But says Tais, "But tell me, the dead don't know what's going on in this world." Mashmaskan, it sounds like in the conclusion that Philo of Israel, even the Avis of the world, they don't know. So what was the point of going to chevron? If someone can say is that tefillah is a misbal by the prayer that this one David's maidin lehem shekach misbal. Yeah, they notify the mason who taka don't know that they should daven. Welcome a picture in time. This is what the most intent of design manav. Lomu yitzel basically why do we go into the cemetery? Because she vakshal leh mason manachem that the dead should beseech mercy for them. You see, because when you go out, you let them know. Bechem a picture the chasidim which beobdu di lemana, which is in the Gemara and Tainus, that the Shtatech HaBa'at Dabu, he went to beg by the cave of his father, where, again, to let him know that he should daven them. The next verse, Master begins, when he went to heaven to bring the sheep from there. Which Trace says, wait a second, I forgot the Master prayer chain, the Timur, although the Gemara concludes in Timur, that he daven Bezdal Kruber, I was like, actually did go there to sacrifice. So what are you saying over here, that it wasn't, it must have been because the sheep were fatter? No, me or Shemin, me is, but one thing we do learn is, the Shemin Kenyan, it must be that the flock is fat over there, and the soul could die to come in because of the fact that you thought to say shalach lebi kavasim, then you went to bring sheep from there. From the havamina is what we're bringing the raya from, even though the maskana, you're right, is says it's not why he went to heaven.